Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Aloha, America. Welcome to the show here. It is Monday, the start of a whole new week, September 27th, 2010, almost getting into October, almost. And, you know, sure enough, so here we are in September, and all the Christmas goodies are all over the shopping malls and everything like that. And I can't tell you how disgusted that makes me. I mean, by the time Christmas actually gets here, I'm completely out of the Christmas spirit. It's not decoration, it's just decor. And it's very cheap, plastic, tacky decor as well. And, you know, I think Christmas ought to be just those last 2 weeks in December. That's enough time for the festival. It's not enough time to gouge us all for money, and they're all out there with the layaway this, and remember, you're less than human if you don't buy a bunch of Christmas junk on credit cards. You know, if you don't load up on a bunch of tinsel and stuff starting right now, then the terrorists will have won, or whatever else is going on there. All right, I want to get into the news. Manny's back in our control room today. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and I want to start out here. They're making a big deal in the news about Obama's small business lending bill heading to Congress and basically pushing this whole thing through. And there are some issues here with this bill. They're basically going to pound it as a campaign issue. All those gosh darn Republicans, they're against this thing, and they're trying to rock it back and forth. But I have a few problems with what I perceive as just an obvious election season stunt. Okay? First of all, this is just another variation of the let's take $1 billion from the people and give it to the banks so the banks can loan it back to the people at interest. They've been playing this game for 2 years. And it hasn't worked, other than to stimulate campaign donations from the bankers to the various candidates. Second, if you think about it, all this money that they're talking about, you have to pay for it twice. Because Obama is borrowing this money from the Federal Reserve to give to the banks to loan to small businesses, who will then also have to pay that money back to the bank plus interest. So you're repaying the loan once in taxes, and you're paying it a second time with your loan repayment. Now, who's going to hesitate to go for a deal like that? And that's another reason people are very... It's a double shuffle. You're paying for the same money twice. When Obama borrows it to give to the banks, you have to pay that back in taxes. Because remember, all of these stimulus and loans and everything they've done so far, the money has not come back for the most part. There's been some bookkeeping tricks so the companies can say, oh, yes, we paid it all back, and then you find out they used new stimulus payments to pay off the old stimulus payments, which is basically it's another pyramid scheme. So you're having to pay for the money twice, once as a taxpayer and the second time as a small businessman. Third, our problem in this country is not a lack of credit. It is a lack of customers. The federal tax policies that sent our high-paying manufacturing jobs to other countries are still in place. They have not rescinded them. They have not modified them at all. So neither the GOP administration of Bush nor the Democratic administration of Obama has done anything at all to bring money back into the hands of the working and middle class. It's still all about throwing the money at the bankers and luring you deeper and deeper into debt to those bankers, the hallmark of a fascistic economic state. Now, finally, compared to the trillions that have been showered all over Wall Street by the same federal government, this $50 billion is chump change. Now, considering that small businesses at least used to be responsible for 60% of new job creation, it's an insult. Trillions for the Wall Street bankers and some spare change, $50 billion left over for America's small businesses. And by the way, this bill is only going to give these loans and these tax breaks to S-Corps. And only 3% of small businesses are S-Corps. The rest are proprietorships or partnerships. And so, again, it's just another way of funneling money to the cronies, the larger small businesses, the ones that are making the campaign donations. It's another election year scam. It is a continuation of the abject failure of the federal government to do anything to improve the economy since 2008. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
In Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, the reality is that despite all the election year talk and the platitudes from the government and the corporate media, the actual real-world indicators of the economic realities of this country indicate that the economy is not in recovery. It's not even close. The banks keep failing. There is no downtrend. We're still seeing more and more banks continue to fail. The FDIC has a huge list of banks that are at risk. And again, this whole stimulus idea, going back to 2008, the government's sole plan has been, we're going to take $1 trillion away from the American people, and we're going to give it to this bank here, so they can turn around and loan it back to the American people at interest, and that'll get the economy going again. And no, it does not. Because unlike the federal government, the American people aren't going to borrow more money if they don't know for a fact that they can repay it. And that's really what's going on. So these banks get the $1 trillion bailout, and nobody's coming in to borrow money on which they can charge interest. So they simply use up the bailout money to pay their salaries and bonuses. We know all about the bonuses. Until finally they're out of bailout money. And then they collapse anyway. All the bailout money did that the government borrowed and gave to the bank, it allowed them to stay in business a little bit longer at your expense because you're now on the hook for all of that bailout money in the eyes of the government. But it just delayed the inevitable, and it didn't stimulate the economy because the money is being moved in the wrong direction. You do not pick up a building by the roof. The building will collapse. You have to pick it up by the foundation. And the same is true of an economy. You cannot pick up an entire economy by lifting up the banks and financial institutions in Wall Street. You pick up an economy by getting money back into the hands of the working and middle class people whose consumer spending powers this economy. That's how you do it. Nobody in Washington, D.C. seems to understand this basic reality. Maybe it's those antique lead pipes that they're getting their water from, because there's other cause to question their sanity and mental capability right now. But the reality is we've had 2 years of these same policies of rob the poor to give to the rich, and it's not working unless you happen to be one of the rich people getting the checks. Then life is really good. But I'm not one of those people, and you're not one of those people. We're out here just, our lives are running on the very edge. We are being put through so much sorrow and misery and pain just so that people who have got so much money they could never possibly spend it all in their lifetime can grab a few more little dollars, you know, and feed their money addiction, you know, and take those gold, you know, coins and melt them and shoot them intravenously into their veins and just feel like, aha, I'm a god on earth and whatever else. Now, we're seeing, again, in the absence of a federal government that actually gives a rat's posterior about the American people, we're seeing complete runaway fraud. You know, we reported last week this Bank of America customer, actually wasn't even a customer, living in his home, completely paid for, and Bank of America tried to foreclose on him because there's a lot of fraud going on in foreclosures. Now, J.P. Morgan has been burned in this. Apparently, they are in a legal challenge over a foreclosure, which may result in the court ordering a freeze on all J.P. Morgan foreclosures after it came out in court that the J.P. Morgan executive, who was signing all these affidavits and documents about who owns what and who owns what money, said she wasn't even checking the loan records. She has no real way of knowing if this document placed on her desk is telling the truth about this or that property being in arrears. And remember, the way the bailouts are set up for the banks, they make far more money grabbing your property than they do working with you to keep you in your home. And so there's a motive, there's a financial motive for them to foreclose as much as they can and grab all of this real estate back into their hands, because that's the way the financial system is set up, so that assets of real value are drawn into the bankers and the investment companies, and all you're left with is a whole pile of this absolutely worthless, pretty printed pieces of paper that we have been brainwashed from childhood to think has some kind of magical power called money to it. And it isn't. This is an IOU from the government to the Federal Reserve, on which you are on the hook for. So now we're seeing J.P. Morgan, they're in court, you know, they're not checking the documents. They're just saying, oh good, another foreclosure opportunity. Won't get out the big rubber stamp. Bang, 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 bang. Whole neighborhoods are being emptied. People are being made homeless. Not because they've done anything wrong, not because they're deadbeats, but because the banks know that the paper money isn't worth anything. And they don't want you to just give them a pile of worthless paper money. Just because you are suckered into it doesn't mean the banks know it's worthless. They want the house. They want the land. They want the hard, tangible asset that signals real wealth in this country. That paper stuff, that's just for the peasants to make themselves feel good at, that they still have some kind of money and wealth in this world, when you don't. It's just a pretty printed piece of paper. And it doesn't mean anything. When the United States was originally set up, the pieces of paper were absolutely swappable for the actual silver coinage, and the silver had something of value. And then somewhere along the way, you know, they started in the schools. And I remember when I was a kid, I was getting this, oh, you don't need the silver. The paper is just as good. We'll keep the silver in our vaults, and you just use the paper. And here we are all these years later, and by golly, it takes a heck of a lot more than one of these to buy one of these. So it's a huge scam, and it's a huge pyramid system, and it's designed to draw all the real wealth into the pockets of the bankers and to leave you with a bunch of pretty printed pieces of paper that you can wave around and say, see, my life amounted to something, didn't it? Now then, people are getting angry. People are waking up to the fact that the Federal Reserve is a pyramid scheme. And I want to read you a quote here. I don't know if you're a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe like I am. In his story, The Cask of Amontillado begins with, "The thousand injuries of Fortunato I had borne as best I could, but when he ventured upon insult, I had vowed revenge." And if you're not familiar with the story, basically the protagonist takes this Fortunato, who he has apparently reason to hate, and he bricks him up in this niche in his cellar, just walls him in alive and leaves him there to die slowly. And apparently, over at a branch of the Barclays Bank, a local businessman named Cameron Hope decided he had had enough, and he bricked up the bank, hopefully with the bankers still in there. But people are starting to say, you know, we've really had it with the banking system. It is not there for the benefit of our society and our civilization. It's there to simply loot the people and make the bankers richer, and it's set up that way. Has been ever since the first private central bank in this country. We've had three of them. All three of them are a disaster for the ordinary people. We're going to go to the phones. Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and the listeners. You know, they couldn't scare us with Osama, and they couldn't scare us with the far right, and now they're even trying to scare us with the far left, and they gave up on that. And now the flying saucers are coming. What, you must have a comment about that.
I was going to get into that a little bit later in the show, but this is as good a time as any. And, you know, this is absurd, and you have to, like, scratch your head and say, do they really think this stands a snowball's chance in the dark regions of actually working? And for those of you who are not aware of what I'm talking about, you've probably noticed over the last several months the so-called educational TV channels, at least in the United States, have been completely filled with TV shows about alien abduction and UFOs and flying saucers and all this other stuff, and they're just sort of like creating this UFO hysteria. Now all of a sudden we see these news stories coming about how aliens have deactivated British and U.S. nuclear missiles. It was picked up by the Telegraph today. Now the origin of this story, the story laundering, if you will, of this story is rather interesting, because last week Reuters carried this story. Reuters had it only because Reuters has a contractual obligation with a for-pay press release site. Now, this is a site where politicians and corporations can write up a press release saying, "We're announcing our new hydrostatic flamistan goes on sale next week." And you pay money to this site. This site will place it with the news agencies, and it is carried as news. You know, something corporation announced today they're selling their newest product, blah, blah, blah. Most of what you see in the newspapers and TV is actually paid product placement. So anyway, somebody used this paid PR press release site to put out this story about aliens have deactivated British and U.S. nuclear missiles. And it ran underneath the Reuters banner. And from there, it got picked up all over the world. Now, before I go any further, and Thomas, I'm going to have to keep you through the commercial break into the next section on this one. Back in 1963, there was this wonderful TV show called The Outer Limits, which really had some very good writing for its day and age. And in 1963, they had an episode called The Architects of Fear. And in this story, a bunch of scientists who decide that they know what's best for planet Earth, well, better than anybody else, they create a phony alien visitor. They take a volunteer and they biochemically change him into this monster, and they fabricate an alien looking spaceship that they launch up to the top of the atmosphere on a rocket, and then it's supposed to come back down and land in Washington, D.C. And the phony alien gets out and says, "Unite under a global government or face catastrophe." It's kind of another variation on The Day the Earth Stood Still, which was also came out of about that same era. And in The Outer Limits, the spaceship lands in the wrong place, and some farmer blows the alien away, and the whole thing just doesn't come to naught. But the CIA, never one to pass up a good idea from a science fiction show, actually crafted a real plan to scare Americans into going along with a particular agenda, you know, using phony aliens and phony UFOs. Now, where that came from is Orson Welles' Mercury Theater of the Air broadcast of the War of the Worlds that sparked panic all across the country. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're joined by Thomas from Sweden, and we're talking about what appears to be this absolutely ludicrous plan to use flying saucers and UFOs to scare the people of the world into agreeing to global government. And the reason is very simple. The push for global government, up until recently, rested on a foundation built of three pillars. The first was the global financial meltdown. The second was the global flu pandemic, the when pigs fly flu from last year. And finally, human-caused global warming. Well, the Earth is actually getting cooler now. We've had a very brutal winter, northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, and we're already getting snow a month ahead of normal in the northern hemisphere. So the global warming has gone away. It fell down and cratered. They've tried to rebrand it as drastic climate adjustment or disruption or whatever. Then there was the flu pandemic that really didn't happen. That one kind of cratered. And pretty much everybody in the world understands that the economic crisis is caused by globalism. It allowed an economic disaster in the United States to turn into a global calamity. Plus, the economy was destroyed by government. So putting more government in charge of the economy is not a solution. We need to get the government out of the economy and certainly get the Federal Reserve out of it. And currently the UN plan for a global financial system is simply a bigger version of the Federal Reserve that's already screwed us over here. So they're looking for something new that they can sell a global government with, because they don't want to back off. They've invested trillions of your dollars and a lot of propaganda in selling you the idea that a global government would be a really good idea. And, of course, Adolf Hitler said the same thing, and so did Attila the Hun, and so did Alexander the Great, and so did Napoleon. All these people thought global government would be a really wonderful idea. The people who lived under them may have disagreed a little bit. We can't tell. Most of them got killed. Anyway, so we're back to this idea of a potential hoax just so far out there. Remember the big lie philosophy. You know, Adolf Hitler wrote about this in Mein Kampf, and he said the bigger the lie, the more likely people will fall for it. And by the way, he was not recommending its use. He was trying to warn the German people, saying be very careful about things that sound so outrageous you just accept them at fact, because it's a psychological trick. You know, and obviously our government understands that knocking over another couple of skyscrapers is not going to fool anybody into thinking that we're at imminent risk here. We also know that just before those big buildings fell down, some $3 trillion went missing from the Pentagon. That's enough money to really build some wonderful spaceship sets and phony aliens if you're getting ready to do this kind of a thing. So anyway, back in 1938, Orson Welles, this was the heyday of radio before TV came along. Orson Welles, Mercury Theater of the Air, celebrated Halloween 1938 by doing an on-air adaptation of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. And by the way, if you live here on the island of Oahu, a theater group which asked me to join them, we're going to be recreating that broadcast at the Richardson Theater next month. So you can come on by and say, oh, is that what he looks like? But anyway, so this broadcast in 1938 triggered this incredible panic all over the country, and everybody in government said, this might be useful. And years later, out in the deserts of New Mexico, the U.S. government conducted what was called Operation Barsoom, Barsoom being another literary name for the planet Mars. They had complete control of the media, communications going into this small, isolated town. It wasn't much back then. Some radio waves and some telephone lines, and that was basically it. And they convinced everybody in this town, with phony newspapers and phony radio broadcasts and all kinds of phony telephone traffic, that space aliens had really landed on planet Earth, and then they watched the reaction of the town, and the town just went totally nutso. So with that in mind, it's documented the CIA has actually put together a plan to try and scare the people of the United States or planet Earth with phony UFOs and aliens. And now all of a sudden, we're seeing this bizarre story where the United Nations, remember, they're the ones who want the global government, they have actually appointed our first ambassador for alien affairs. They've said, this is the person who will talk to the flying saucer when one happens to come down and land. Okay? And my response to that is remembering those North American, Native Americans, the Indians, as Columbus called them, those first ones who had the courage to go out and say, howdy, to Columbus, and they were promptly enslaved and dragged back to Europe for their trouble. So good luck, Mr. Ambassador. I don't envy you the job. But it just looks like you've got a government that has played every single other card they can. Terrorists, carbon dioxide, the when pigs fly flu. You know, are they really nuts enough to try a phony UFO alien scare? And do they really think we're stupid enough to fall for it? Because this is not 1938. And we are not living in an isolated town out in the middle of the desert. And the idea that somebody actually at CIA or United Nations thinks that we're going to fall for this, you know, that's a very dangerous thought in and of itself. But this aliens deactivating the nuclear missiles has gotten a lot of play all over the world. They're not doing this just for giggles and grins. The UN isn't appointing the ambassador for giggles and grins. We have not been flooded with crop circles and UFO stuff on the educational channels for months. Are they really? Yeah, somebody's saying in the chat room, this is supposed to happen October 13th. And I know there are other talk show hosts who are saying the same thing. It looks like they're going to try this big booga booga Halloween hoax and scare us all into accepting global government. They're going to have Keanu Reeves come out of this big glowing bubble in Central Park and say, follow the United Nations or you're all going to die, or something like that. Thomas, you know, what do you think about all this stuff?
Oh, I hear the music. Can I face it with you?
When we come back, we'll go right to you for your final comments. Thanks a lot, Thomas. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Thomas in Sweden here about the potential for a new false flag, only this time instead of Osama been dead for 9 years, it's going to be alien UFOs. And let me say something real quick. I have no doubt that there are civilizations out there in the universe, okay? What do we have that would make it worth the expenditure of energy to come visit us? And if they really could get here, they would have been here long ago, and they would have treated us all the way Columbus treated the Native Americans. We would have been enslaved to their economy, and we would have been forced to convert to worship their god, which turns out to be the Flying Spaghetti Monster and my dad. Anyway, so Thomas, your comments about all this lunacy. Thomas?
You see, I'm an extra parent. I have a lot of so-called troubled teenagers. Actually, it's their parents that are troubled, but anyway. And the thing about the left-wing peacemongers, I mean, that didn't give me any project at all. But now, do you remember back in 1979 when we were painting X's and circles on the ground that Skylab could crash into? We're doing that now.
Yeah, I remember that. And that was so funny.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is one of the best hoaxes they've ever come up with. It gave us something to do here, you know.
I don't know how good a hoax it is, because I mean the reaction from everybody that said, yeah, there's all these little pieces coming together to try and sell this idea that aliens are going to come down and scare us all into agreeing to global government. And everybody's saying, are they out of there? What kind of drugs are these government bozos on, and why aren't they sharing them with we the people? That's, you know.
You said something about the water or the plumbing in the White House. Actually, every president has developed Graves' disease from drinking from those faucets.
You know, I have to be very honest. I would presume, with all the money they have to play with, that the plumbing has been replaced, or at least lined, or they're drinking bottled water. But the reality is that in Washington, D.C., a lot of the original plumbing was lead piping before it was realized that lead was a toxin. And you know, the EPA says you got to replace all the lead pipes, which is a good thing to do, especially if you can do it with copper. But the old historical buildings are always granted exemptions, and they just simply say, you can use the water to wash and drink, but don't drink it. And I'm going to presume that the White House water system has either been altered or bolstered, or there's a second new modern water system in there. We like to joke about it, but definitely some of the things that we've seen this government do in recent decades, you have to wonder, what is their sanity? You know, is maybe it's the swamp gas. I mean, Washington, D.C. was built on a malarial swamp. Maybe there's all this methane seeping up from under the foundations, and it's just gassing their brains and causing them to act this way. But, it almost seems like we ought to put a quarantine around Washington, D.C. and say, you know, mass contagious insanity inside. It's worse than religion.
Well, they're drinking stuff out of bottles, but I'm not sure it's water.
Well, I mean, that kind of stuff, I drink some of that too, but, you know, the only thing that happens when I'm guzzling the scotch is that my sense of humor gets completely out of control and the jokes get really, really bad.
How about I let you go? I've been occupying your phone for the longest while here now.
Well, that's okay. We always like to hear from you, but I know this is a long-distance call from you, and we're going to let you go, and thank you very much, Thomas.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to get back to the economy because we sort of took this thing about the UFO propaganda out of sequence. But it is, you look at this and you say, what are these guys thinking? What are they? Do they really think that the people of the world are so stupid they're going to fall for this? It's just complete nonsense. Anyway, this is very important, especially if you happen to be a customer of the Republic Trading Group here. The European Central Banks have halted all of their gold sales. It almost seems like every time gold starts up, some major central bank will start dumping their gold reserves and the prices will go back down again and keep people from deserting the paper equities market, which is being waved around as a flag about how healthy the economy really is. Well, the European Central Banks have hit one of their rules from the European Union. They're not allowed to sell any more of their gold bullion than they already have because they're required to keep a certain minimum amount on hand as a support for their issued currencies and banknotes. So all of a sudden, the availability of new gold coming onto the market, it seems to be shutting down. Now, gold prices today went down because apparently there was another major dump. But looking at the gold futures, if you go out on COMEX, the gold futures are definitely trending up. So, and we saw the Dow Industrial Markets today just sort of kind of petered along at zero. And the headlines were saying, after all these days of solid gains in the stock market, and all of a sudden it just isn't there. Well, I think the reality is that people are looking at this news about the halt in Central European Bank gold sales and realize this is going to send gold prices right through the roof. And unless another source of gold to dump on the market can be found to keep prices down, people are going to start getting out of the stock market, and they're going to get into gold. They want to have a little tangible something that they can hold in their just hot, sweaty little hands, and, you know, basically something they know that will have value regardless of what happens to the paper-based economy in the United States of America. So if you wanted to buy gold, this might be a good time. If you have gold, I would hang on to it for a little while longer. Okay, because if this story about the gold tungsten bars in Fort Knox is true, then the U.S. doesn't have a supply of real gold that they can dump on the market to suppress gold prices. Because anything comes out of Fort Knox is immediately going to be subject to a test and an assay because of what happened over in Germany. All righty here, back to the phones. John in Wisconsin. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just wanted to add a little P.S. to your Halloween UFO thing. Well, and the lead in the water of Washington Capitol there. they've got a second complete established capital of the country in Colorado. You probably know that. So they've moved all the documents, you know, copied everything. So if the UFO or whatever it is, Washington, D.C. could be eliminated and we wouldn't lose a thing.
Oh, I disagree. There's a lot of wonderful museums there with a lot of national treasure.
I don't mean that. I would personally resent.
Well, no, I understand that. There's Mount Weather. There's that facility. There's, I think they've reactivated the Greenbrier as an emergency command post. We've got this huge facility up in the middle of the mountains here. I mean, FEMA has been building these underground command bunkers all across the country going back 15, 20 years now. They've been preparing to survive a nuclear war at hideous taxpayer expense. I don't think they're going to sacrifice Washington, D.C. There is simply too much wealth concentrated there. Other cities? Heck yeah. I mean, nobody's using Chicago right now. Let's drop a nuke on that and blame Iran for it. But as far as this U.S., this UFO thing is, you know, it's nonsense. And yet you've got the United Nations going on with this whole thing and trying to act like, yes, this is a real circumstance. I'm sorry. There's some very flawed thinking, behind this whole deal. Anything else?
Well, I just want to close and just say that, boy, you are the breath of fresh air in my life. Honest, I'm not just blowing smoke. I mean it. I have never felt more kindred soulmate type of philosophy, viewpoints, and opinions on anybody I've ever heard on any program anywhere.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad. I appreciate the phone call.
Have a good day.
All right. Have a good one. All right. That was John in Wisconsin, and I'm kidding. He's not my father. All right. All right, so moving on. Now, probably a lot of you remember this scandal that's going on in the city of Bell, California, where all these city workers, I mean, in a town where like one-sixth the population is living at poverty level and below, these city workers were taking home these $800,000 annual salaries. It was just a gigantic ripoff, and I want to make something very clear. Bell is not the only city where it's happening. Government workers believe they're entitled to exalted lifestyles by virtue of their government position, regardless of what they may actually be doing, or more to the point, not doing for the benefit of the American people. And now the scandal's beginning to spread, because now Los Angeles County, okay, despite court rulings saying that public employees have no right of privacy regarding how much they're being paid, Los Angeles County is delaying the release of names and salaries of its highest paid employees for their own personal safety, which tells you right then and there, there are some obscene salaries being paid to top LA County officials, which means that Bell, California is not exceptional. They're all doing it. They're looting the American people, putting it in their pocket and saying, yes, I deserve it because I am the executive in charge of putting new glass things on the streetlights or whatever their job is. I mean, it's an open secret that people who work in the government generally are making 30 to 40 to 50% more for the same exact job as their counterparts in the private sector. That's why everybody wants to get into government and why everybody who works for the government is so loyal to the government. It's got nothing to do with whether they believe the government is right or wrong. They understand without the government, they're going to have to go back to work in the private sector, and that means an immediate 50% pay cut. And they don't want to do that. They like where they are. The U.S. government uses your tax dollars to buy the loyalty, the fanatical loyalty, of its own employees who gladly line up and talk to all the polling organizations when it comes time for election here. All righty. Rather disturbing little website. I'm still not entirely sure whether this is somebody's idea of a joke or not, but it's called snapscouts.com. And basically what amounts to is be a snitch with your smartphone. Okay? They have an application you can download to your Android. They're working on one for the iPhone that simply makes you an instant Nazi neighborhood informant. You walk around with your smartphone. You see something you think is suspicious. You take a picture, push a button. It sends it in. And you get cool prizes like swastika armbands and, you know, Iron Cross tie bars or whatever it is they're handing out here. But this is more of the government's effort to make us all suspicious of each other so that we stop talking to each other, so that we stop sharing information with each other. And yes, the Nazis did it for exactly that reason. They put the informants out there in the public, not necessarily to catch anybody doing anything, but to let the public know that somebody they're talking to at work, at school, at the shopping mall, might be an informant for the Gestapo. So you be careful what you say, Schreinwund. And now it's being brought into the 21st century. They're doing it on the smartphones. Be a snitch. Be a real American. Be a snitch on your neighbors. Things like that. Alrighty, let's see. Moving right along here. We were talking about the UN's push for global government on the basis of human-caused global warming. And they're getting desperate out there to keep selling this agenda. I mean, the polls are showing people have picked up on the fact this was a gargantuan hoax. It was a conspiracy to trick us out of carbon taxes and to basically get us to accept completely draconian controls over our lives. And it's not working. So the latest story that's come out, now they're saying elevated CO2 causes vampire bat attacks, which just tells you how incredibly desperate they are to sell this whole thing. Meanwhile, the real world of science is catching up with the global warming cult story that has come out. And we, by the way, we covered this. We mentioned this months and months ago. Nicholas Pepin from the University of Portsmouth, Great Britain, and colleagues have confirmed that the snow loss on Kilimanjaro has nothing whatsoever to do with global warming. It's the deforestation at the base of the mountain. Now, it's been known for quite a long time that the actual temperature at the top of Kilimanjaro has not increased. So why is the snow going away? Well, trees put moisture into the air. And the winds carry the moisture up to the top of Kilimanjaro. It freezes out and settles on the mountaintop as snow. If you start cutting down the trees, which has been mostly done around the bottom of Kilimanjaro, the wind that blows up to the top of the mountain is now dry. It doesn't have as much moisture, will not produce as much snow. Very simple mechanism. And if you know for a fact that the temperature in Kilimanjaro has not increased, that's the only rational explanation. And now it's been confirmed by these scientists at the University of Portsmouth. And yet the global warming cult is still, they still love to point to them out and say, see, the snow is going away. That proves that we're right. No, it proves that you weren't looking at all of the available factors. Back to the phones, Miguel in New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how you doing today?
Doing all right.
I'd like to speak upon that so-called UFO coming into the planet on October 16th, I think.
Well, I'm ready for them.
Well, I think people need to wake up and stop thinking about the so-called UFOs landing and see and look, think more about the damn corruption that's going on in our country. Mm-hmm. So this is just a way to make the people forget about what's really happening and then be worried about some kind of UFO attacks. And then, you know, it matches on with all the TV shows going on and all the movies. Mm-hmm. And then people want to think, oh, yeah, these UFO landings are real. Whether they're going to be real or not, why would an intelligent species, you know, make a date with our leaders to come down a certain date? I mean, it doesn't make no sense. People need to...
One of the people in the chat room says, when we finally get out there to the Oort cloud around the solar system, we're probably going to see these large quarantine signs saying, do not go into this solar system if you value your life and sanity.
They probably don't want to... Why would anyone want to deal with such a reckless species anyway, the way we
what
are?
What do we have that an extraterrestrial civilization could possibly want?
You.
Okay? I don't think they want... You know, Paris Hilton posters.
Well, they would like your thoughts, though. I know that.
So, but no, absolutely. What is amazing, you know, it's hard to believe that anybody would really think this has a chance of working, and yet we're seeing all these little parts come together to try and create this UFO, you know, event. You know, capping it with the United Nations appointing of an alien ambassador who,
the United Nations is just another big front for the leaders to do whatever they want to do.
And they actually think it's going to work. But then they thought global warming was going to work, too. So I guess they're bozos right from the get-go here.
Well, as long as they got Bill Maher and that other idiot from Fox News, they're getting their way little by little.
Somebody in the chat room saying the Scientologists, you know, are saying that the Thetans want your body. You know, I want my wife's body, but that's another story. We're not that kind of show now that I think about it.
Have a good day, Michael. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Anyway, just to wrap up on the global warming cult and that now failed hoax to try and bring about global government, the 58th Bilderberg meeting was actually already held. This should have been a flashback story, and I apologize for misdating it, but apparently on the agenda for this last Bilderberg meeting was the subject of global cooling. In other words, the string puller power players, they know that the globe is not getting warmer. There was a little bit of warming in the 90s, but it's getting cooler, and we're looking at some very, very hard winters coming up, for which most jurisdictions are not prepared. During the whole global warming and everything, they spent all their tax money on carbon dioxide this and green that, and they put off repairs and purchases for things like snowplows, figuring, hey, we're not going to need them. The world's getting warmer. And we saw it happen last winter, you know, in January and February, where cities all across the United States of America were hit with heavy snowfall, and they didn't have the equipment to deal with it because, gosh darn, we were all told that the world is getting warmer, and we were never going to see this kind of snow again. We had that wonderful article from a few years, from the 1990s, where it said, you know, in 10 years, Britain will not see snow anymore. And then last winter was completely white when seen from space. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We will be talking about Gaza a little later in the show. But getting back to this recognition, the realization, if you will, that the Earth is actually going into a major cooling trend. It may even be headed into a new little ice age. You know, climate's what we expect and weather's what we get. our governments at all levels are not prepared for it. For the last 10 years, goaded by the United Nations, goaded by Al Gore, goaded by IPCC and Hadley CRU and Penn State, and all of these people who are putting money in their pocket with the global warming scare, governments at all levels have been preparing for the wrong catastrophe. We're already seeing food shortages coming from the environmental, the hijacked environmental movement. And I want to use that phrase because there are real environmentalists out there, and there are real environmental issues we should be looking at. But environmentalism got hijacked and turned into a profit-making machine by Al Gore and the global warming cult. And so now for the last 10 years, there's global warming all over TV and everything. So city planners have been saying, okay, well, let's see. The emphasis is on global warming and carbon dioxide, and we got to be spending our money on that stuff. Well, we don't need to buy any more snow shovels or snow plows or salt, you know, de-icing chemicals for the roads and anything. We're not going to need that, obviously. And now all of a sudden, we're going into these very rough winters. I mean, you know, snow up in Canada in July, snow in Montana in July. And all of a sudden, we're going into a very hard winter, and the local jurisdictions, cities, counties, states aren't prepared for it. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the supplies for it. Now, we already know that going back to the diversion of food farm lands for ethanol production, it produced a food shortage. Now, the failure of the levees along the Mississippi flooded more of our farmland with toxic Mississippi runoff and destroyed those farmlands. They're not usable right now. Just had another levee fail in Wisconsin, causing all kinds of damage. And now we have rain that is being drawn up out of the Gulf of Mexico and is now raining all over the United States of America, currently the East Coast. We have a weather satellite photo linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that shows clouds forming over the Gulf of Mexico, flying up north along the Carolinas, as high as far north as Virginia, and raining all over the place. Those farmlands are going to become contaminated with toxic chemicals from the Gulf oil disaster. We're looking, especially between the toxification of our farmlands and the cold snap that appears to be coming, we're looking at major food shortages. And so in between UFO and all the rest of this nonsense, there is another possibility that the United Nations is going to come in and attempt to sell the global government by saying we must have global food management. See, we'll make sure everybody has the minimum they need to live on, and we'll all get through this together. Well, that's already been tried in the old Soviet Union, and it didn't work. It did not work because food would sit on trucks spoiling because they couldn't get it to where it needed to go in time. It was a complete abject failure. And yet, the United Nations, they don't care how many people actually starve. The goal is the global government. It's the holy grail. We don't care what we have to base it on. We just know we want it. We want the global government. We're going to take a break for 1 minute. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors with Dano in California and Linda in Ohio.